This is AgriPulse Daybreak for Wednesday, October 18th, brought to you by Edge Dairy Farmer Cooperative. Good morning, I'm Jeff Daly. Here's today's headlines. Ground zero again for Jordan. Vilsack pitches ag labor help and mill officials convicted in explosion. Jordan set to try again for House Speaker. The House is scheduled to vote again this morning on Jim Jordan as House Speaker after he was unable to turn enough votes to force a second vote last night. "We are going to keep working," Jordan told reporters after that second vote was put off until today. Jordan got only 200 votes in the initial ballot yesterday, 17 short of what he needed. House Ag Committee Chairman Glenn G.T. Thompson of Pennsylvania has been optimistic about moving a farm bill after talking to Jordan ahead of the balloting yesterday. "But we are at ground zero again," Thompson told reporters after yesterday's vote. "I have no idea where we go from here." Now, do take note, two House Ag members voted for someone other than McCarthy, Don Bacon of Nebraska and Doug LaMalfa of California. LaMalfa told reporters that his vote was essentially in protest of Kevin McCarthy's ouster on October 3rd. LaMalfa said he'll vote for Jordan next time. Keep in mind, the GOP holdouts, who appear to be pretty strong no's on Jordan, include Chairwoman of the House Appropriations Committee, Kay Granger of Texas, as well as several Appropriations Subcommittee chairs. It's no small matter for a committee chair to vote against the party's nominee for Speaker. Syngenta ordered to sell Arkansas land. Northrop Seed Company, a subsidiary of Syngenta, has been ordered to divest its ownership of 160 acres of land under a new Arkansas law prohibiting businesses controlled by China and certain other countries from holding land in the state. The company is also facing a $280,000 fine, 25% of the reported fair market value of the land, for failing to report foreign ownership on time. That according to the letter it received from Arkansas Attorney General Tim Griffith. Syngenta is owned by Chinese state-owned business, the China National Chemical Company. Vilsack seemed committed to ag labor assistance. The National Council of Agricultural Employers hosted an educational webinar yesterday focusing on USDA's new Farm Labor Stabilization and Protection Pilot Program. The FLSP will award up to $65 million in grants to help agricultural employers implement robust labor standards on farms and ranches while facilitating lawful migration pathways through the H-2A temporary worker program. Michael Marsh, president and CEO of NCAE, was impressed with what Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack said on the webinar. "He is really committed to the success of this grant program and its potential for mitigating irregular migration into the United States," Marsh said. "There's a lot of interest in the program," Marsh said. "I think with the out-of-control cost associated with the H-2A program, members are looking for any means they can to comply with the program and then hopefully make a dollar at the end of the day." We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak after this.
Daybreak is sponsored by Edge Dairy Farmer Cooperative, the third largest dairy co-op in the country. Edge is a powerful advocate of Washington for farmers throughout the upper Midwest. Among Edge's top priorities is milk pricing reform. Over its long history, the federal order system has aimed to serve farmers by ensuring the orderly marketing of fluid milk. But changing production and consumption patterns are rendering the system ineffective. Edge envisions changes that create flexibility, promote fairness, and strengthen the relationship between farmers and processors.
Welcome back to AgriPulse Daybreak. Analysis. U.S. beef exports in prolonged decline. A smaller calf crop this year means higher beef prices, fewer exports, and more imports, and that's going to likely be the trend over the next few years. That according to an analysis by University of Kentucky economist Kenny Burdine. The U.S. exported about 12.5% of the beef it produced in 2022, and imports equal to about 12% of what production was, says Burdine and the analysis published by Southern Ag Today. But that ratio is changing. U.S. beef exports dropped by about 14% over the first 8 months of this year, while beef production dropped by 4% in the first half of the year. Given that this calf crop is smaller than last year's calf crop, beef production is likely to decrease in 2024. And given expectations for lower beef cow inventory next year, I would expect beef production to be lower again in 2025, Burdine says. Russian wheat forecast cut amid harsh weather. The Moscow-based consulting firm Sovicon has cut its forecast for Russian wheat production by 200,000 metric tons, that due to deteriorating crop prospects in the Urals and Siberia region. The firm's new prediction is for 91.4 million tons, substantially above USDA's expectations for 85 million tons. Despite a slight reduction in the Russian wheat crop estimate, wheat supply will remain high, continuing to exert pressure on global prices, the firm says in the latest edition of the Sizov report. At the same time, the main issue for Russian exports currently is not total supply volume, but infrastructural bottlenecks and governmental intervention. Mill officials who misled investigators about deadly explosion convicted. A 2017 explosion that killed five workers and seriously injured others at a corn mill in Cambria, Wisconsin, has resulted in the conviction of former and current officials of Didion Milling on workplace safety, environmental, fraud, and obstruction of justice charges. The company's vice president of operations, Derek Clark, was convicted of conspiring to falsify documents, making false Clean Air Act compliance certifications as Didion's responsible official, and obstructing the Occupational Safety and Health Administration investigation by making false and misleading statements during deposition, the Justice Department says. A former food safety superintendent was convicted of taking part in a fraud conspiracy against the company's customers and conspiring to obstruct and mislead OSHA for his role in falsifying sanitation records used at Didion to track the completion of cleanings designed to remove accumulations of corn dust at the mill, DOJ says. The company previously pleaded guilty to falsifying the cleaning logs and baghouse logs at the mill and agreed to pay a criminal fine of $1 million and $10.25 million in restitution to the victims. More details? Well, the Chemical Safety and Hazard Investigation Board said that on the night of May 31st, 2017, combustible dust explosions at the facility killed five of the 19 employees who were working. The rest were injured. Finally, here's today's He Said It. I think at this late stage of the game, it's impossible to get anything much more than a one-year extension or a two-year extension of the existing farm bill. And I don't think anybody's going to stand in the way of that happening. That's Senator Chuck Grassley of Iowa on the near-term prospects for a new farm bill. Well, that's Daybreak for this Wednesday, October 18th, brought to you by Edge Dairy Farmer Cooperative. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak, I'm Jeff Alley.